three things I chose, instead of doing kind of a lightning round on topics like we often do, we're talking about some of the things we have before on boilerplate clauses and licenses, et cetera. I thought I would look at three kind of developments and do a more deep dive into them, getting a little bit more substantive into them. And one is this decision that I mentioned from the Supreme Court on Monday in the Mission Product holding versus, by the way, if they, you know, could a speaker ask for a worst case name them, Tempnology, which I will get wrong, but I'm just going to call it Mission Product, I think, the whole time. And then I'm doing these in the opposite order. This, by the way, I'm going to do some discussion of data licensing trends because I think that's really, really important, and it is it's different enough to talk about. And then I'm going to, at the end, close out with a little bit of more fun stuff on some cool things that are happening in the video game content licensing arena because there are great pictures for that. So, all right. So, whoops, this got out of order. You can tell I put these together yesterday. Mission Product. Here's what this case is about. So these two companies were parties to this co-marketing agreement where Tempnology granted a trademark license to Mission. Presumably they were going to market with this product. Tempnology had brands and marks that Mission wanted to use as its partner, and so they granted the trademark license, and then Tempnology ended up going bankrupt. And as bankrupt parties can do, as debtors can do in bankruptcy, they opted to reject the license. And so the idea here is, and I'm not a bankruptcy lawyer, but I spent a lot of time looking at this particular area of bankruptcy law, in addition to relieving your debts, bankruptcy also allows you to petition the court to forgive your obligations in what are called executory contracts. That means contracts that have ongoing obligations on you, and it allows you to pull back in your business and kind of get your act together so you hopefully can emerge from bankruptcy without the burden of performing on these executory contracts. And one such type of executory contract, courts have decided, are license agreements. The argument being that a license agreement is not just granted and goes away like maybe a transfer or an assignment might be, but instead it lives on with every time the licensee uses the intellectual property, that in some way is an execution of sorts by the licensor. And so license agreements are, as the base rule, subject to termination and rejection by the licensor in a bankruptcy situation. And this was made clear in a 1985 case called Lubrizol from the Fourth Circuit that held that rejection of a license in bankruptcy, so when a bankruptcy debtor goes to the court and says, I want to reject this license agreement, terminates the license rights. So the licensee can no longer use the license. Of course, that's a fairly disruptive thing for the licensee, which isn't going bankrupt and may have a business built around that intellectual property of some sort. And so Congress quickly responded to this decision, trying to remedy the situation by enacting Section 365N of the Bankruptcy Code. And what that section says is that licensees don't have to stop using the license intellectual property. They have two options. They can either treat the agreement as being terminated and assert a claim for rejection damages, or, if they want, they can continue using the IP, and there are certain statutory limitations on what they can and can't do, but it gives them the ability to keep using the IP and not be at risk that the licensor is going to pull the rug out from under them. The problem, which led to this Supreme Court case, is that the definition of intellectual property in Section 365N does not include trademarks. It includes only copyrights and patents. And so there was some concern, and had been concern for a while, that trademarks are subject to this. But in 2012, this was hit head on by the Seventh Circuit, which looked at this and said that just like copyrights and patents, trademark licenses, while subject to rejection, you treat that as a breach of the agreement, but doesn't necessarily terminate the license rights of the licensee. And so all was happy in trademark licensee land. The idea was the law was confirmed not to put you at risk of arbitrary termination of your license rights by the licensor. And then this case came along when the First Circuit, the case we're talking about, Mission Product, held that no, the old Lubrizol case actually controlled with regard to trademark licenses and that licensors could reject. So we had a circuit split, and the Supreme Court granted writ on this and looked at this very narrow question of whether trademarks licenses should be treated like patent and copyright licenses for sections of bankruptcy.